There is one group of Palestinians who wouldn't mind a U.S. veto at the United Nations, Palestinian refugees. They fear that full U.N. membership could leave them out in the cold. Jordan is the country that hosts the largest number of Palestinian refugees and their descendants, about 2 million of them. Reporter Dale Gavlak visited the country's largest Palestinian refugee camp to hear their concerns.
The rundown streets of the Baqa camp may be buzzing with activity, but the mood among the residents is somber. Khaled Arar, a lawyer in the camp, says he and others fear Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's attempt to gain full membership status for Palestine at the United Nations will leave them stranded.
The Palestinian issue involves refugees, like us in this camp. What is our fate? Will we return to Palestine if a state is established on what remains of the West Bank? Are we going back to Palestine? I don't think so. This is not a solution. We won't accept anything that doesn't include the right of return for the refugees to their homeland.
For these refugees, the right of return means their right to go back to land or property they were forced to leave decades ago in what is now Israel or the Palestinian territories. This has long been a sticking point for Mideast peace negotiators, and residents here don't see that changing with UN membership for Palestine. Ismail Kuteit is an employee at the camp's orphanage. The UN initiative doesn't give Palestinians their full rights, he complains, and a UN-recognized state would cover just a fraction of the land that used to be Palestine. He's also worried about who would represent refugees stuck outside the new state. Another resident, a social worker named Fadi Abid, says Palestinian refugees feel let down by the world community. They see assistance given to Libya and other Arab countries undergoing major changes, with moves towards freedom and perhaps even democracy. But the Palestinian refugees, he notes, have been caught in a holding pattern for more than 50 years.
We're frustrated by the biased attitude towards us in the world. The UN helps refugees from other conflicts return home, but not Palestinian refugees. Now, I'm very afraid of this announcement. I don't trust that there will be an independent, sovereign Palestinian state. The declaration at the UN would be very dangerous, because I feel at that moment my rights as a Palestinian refugee would collapse.
That's not necessarily so, says Daoud Kutab. He's a columnist here in Jordan and former journalism professor at Princeton University. Kutab says the status of Palestinian refugees is not affected by the membership bid at the UN.
Their own status as refugees has to be dealt with in negotiations or as part of an agreement with the United Nations organizations about who would stay, who would go to a third country, who would get Palestinian passports, who will be integrated in the countries they're in. These are issues that have to be dealt with later.
When that is, remains as uncertain as ever. And that's not good news for Palestinian refugees who've already been waiting for a solution for decades. For The World, I'm Dale Gavlak at the Baqa refugee camp in Jordan.